Hi guys, here's another podcast. Hope everyone's having an awesome time at school and a great last week of summer. I just wanted to start this podcast and announce the big news that the new Sonic movie will be coming soon. I'll have to double check that actually. But anyone who's a fan of Keanu Reeves is so excited that he's voicing Shadow once again. Perfect voice casting. And just overall choice. I think we'll be seeing a bit of John Wick, Neo, Batman in the Hedgehog. And for those who don't know why I'm mentioning Batman and Keanu Reeves, if I mentioned Batman, he played Batman DC Super Pets, which is awesome. I think he could give Christian Bale and every other Batman a run for their money as Batman. But yeah guys, it's just awesome. Before I start this podcast, oh, I hope everyone got a chance to stop by the Radio Laurie booth and meet the awesome Jack Frolik and all the other amazing people who work there. It is an amazing opportunity to learn the podcasting craft and art. You'll not regret joining this amazing organization. But yeah, back to Sonic. And more specifically Shadow, Knuckles, Tails, and all the other Hedgehog characters. I'll admit guys, I've always been a Sonic fan and I don't know too much on Shadow. I used to play the Sega Genesis games. You know, Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic and Knuckles. I'm not a Sonic expert, but I just like the character. And I normally and always do my research on Talk, but this is coming from the heart, as always, from this scrambled movie review or ranting that's filled with passion. I always say that I'm willing to be educated on this scrambled movie ranting, so for any Sonic experts, I just think it's so amazing that we saw Sega, or the main animation company behind the first Sonic movie, really listen to fans. Something that you don't see often with the film industry in certain times and topics. It's just, I remember when the studio behind Sonic got criticism. Rightfully so. And don't mean to be too harsh, because animation is not easy. Again, always give constructive feedback in a very nice and kind way. But yeah, when the design for the Sonic did not look so Sonic-y, or just did not look like Sonic, it looked like a rat instead of a hedgehog, it was kind of surprising they listened to fans. And we got a makeover. And a new design for all the Sonic fans, something that we're all grateful for, and we got Jim Carrey, which is a perfect choice for Dr. Robotnik. But yeah, going back to Keanu Reeves, I just think it's amazing that the nicest guy in Hollywood is finally going to be voicing Shadow, something we've all been waiting for, and that Sega continues to listen to fans, which is an aspect of filmmaking you can never ignore. You gotta be loyal to your fan base, guys. But yeah, I'm not the biggest expert on Shadow as I previously said, so I don't know. Just need a second here. I just feel Keanu Reeves, being the kind guy that he is, he'll bring some of that kindness that we've all admired and seen to this character. But if I can mention again, I need to do more research on Shadow the Hedgehog, because I don't know everything about him, but I'm still learning. He's a character that's been through a lot, just like Keanu, from what I understand. I just feel, yeah guys, this character is like Keanu Reeves. He's a quiet, pure, kind-hearted soul who does the best that he can to help people, but he's a loner with a big heart, and he's been through a lot, like Keanu and other characters that we've seen, like Batman and John Wick. And hopefully we'll see a team up. Kind of reminds me of like Mewtwo as well from Pokemon, the first movie. You know, you look in that origin story, they're not so evil as you think. There's, you know, something happened to them. And then they become good in the end. You see the good that they have in their hearts. I don't know. I'm just glad that more anime movies or anime-inspired movies are getting more noticed, and that they're getting better. Hopefully, we'll see a Dragon Ball Z live-action movie one day, done right. Most importantly, guys, both characters, Keanu and Shadow, they both love motorcycles, which is awesome in my opinion. So that would be. That would need more research. But again, perfect cast choicing again. I don't know if Shadow is a big motorcycle guy. I think I've seen him ride a motorcycle in the previous games. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And thank you, Keanu Reeves. And that's it, guys. When Sonic 3 comes out, make sure to go see it, and hopefully we'll get some characters that we've never seen in the ending. Hopefully we will all get to see Silver the Hedgehog in the ending scene. I don't know who should voice Silver the Hedgehog. And yeah, I don't know what about other Sonic. Sorry, I meant to say I don't know which other Sonic character I'd like to see included in the ending of the number 3. But yeah, let me know what you guys think, and thanks for listening, guys. Have a great day. That's it.